Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. We are on the air. This is your brother, Elohim, speaking live to you out of Philadelphia. And we have a very interesting show on Super Bowl Sunday. Unbelievable, huh? Okay. Well, we always start our show off talking about love because we talk about how we're going to come together and how we're going to do things. If we don't know how to treat each other, what's the point? You know, we don't know what love is because the way this culture presents love to us, it's a strange event, you know. We'd be stalking each other, we'd be harassing each other, and, oh, baby, I can't live without you, and I'd be killing each other, you know, and it makes sense. See, because that's not love, it's you're emotionally out of control, emotionally stalking people, and that's just not how it goes, you know. On this show, we tell you, love is the act that makes others feel good, you know. If you're going to commit an act, and you know, not going to make the other person feel good, don't commit the act. This is why Yeshua, he told us to love your enemies. He said, well, how you going to get, the way we deal with love, all emotionally screwed up over the person, how are we going to do that to an enemy? You can't do it. But you can treat an enemy with love if you're treating an enemy according to what love actually is. And treating them in a way that makes them feel good, you know? So if you do that, that enemy might turn out to be a friend. Because you're treating them cordially, you're treating them good, you're treating them nice, and it will make a difference. If you do the same thing with your family members and your tribal members, make a distinction between family and tribe. We'll get into that in a minute. But you treat them cordially, treat them like you really got some kind of respect for them. It will make a difference as your journey, as you continue your journey through this through physical realm. Okay. Now, the reason I separate tribe and family because family it's not mama, papa, baby, brother. That's not family. That's your tribe. See, a tribe is people that are connected together through DNA. That's the tribe. Okay. A family is an economic structure that you have to take care of your tribe. If you remember the movie The Godfather, one of Michael's workers went up and said, Michael Corleone, I want to start my own family. Well, this guy was married with two children. So he was talking about he wanted to have his own economic structure to raise his tribe. So there's a difference between tribe and family. When you go to work every day, that's your family. You see them every day. You go to work every day. You're doing things with them every day. And then you come home. When you come home with your tribe. That's your tribe. Now, the family is supposed to be the economic structure to take care of your tribe. Here's a little small tidbit that they actually don't want you to know, but we want to make sure we include some of the stuff on the airways. I know I talk about this a lot. But these things are very important. If we're going to learn how to overcome the pressure that the 1% is putting on us to do things in a manner that doesn't actually benefit us. Now, remember, I always talk about love first because we can never get together if we don't know how to treat each other. Love is an act to make others feel good. So treat the person in a way to make them feel good. And you'll be fine. Then you're a relationship. Now, you have life. You guys, when you get together, you decide to live life together, you know? We're going to pay the bills. We're going to take care of the children. We're going to take some bikes. We're going to walk the dog, okay? That's life. But now, while you're living life together, a lot of couples let living life together get in the way of actually loving the person. So trying to think of things each week, maybe you can't do it every day, but think of things each week that you can do for that person that's just for that person, not for the house, but just for that person. Something that you know that's going to make them feel good. It might be the flowers, it might be a little candy or whatever, but something that's just for them. They favorite ice cream or whatever. try to get around being so caught up in life that you forget to love each other, because it's so important that you learn how to love each other, you know? Now, I say this many times, women, you know, they practice love a lot, you know? You give a woman money, tell her to dress her man, she'll dress him top to bottom, everything will fit just right. Get a guy the money, he got trouble, okay? He got real trouble, you know? He don't know the size of bra, petite, large, because women's sizes and stuff is a little complicated, you know, for the guys anyway, because we don't do it every day. Just like last week I was mentioning Enemy of the State with Will Smith, he wanted to get his wife something special, so he went to get her a bra, went to the store, and the lady asked him what size. She said, "No, I said, man, this guy playing with them things every day don't know what size they are, you know?" So we have to get more into loving each other in the midst of living life together, okay? Because living life together and loving each other is two different things. Although living life together, that commitment is important. You know, what you do, how you do what you do. Make up an agreement with each other so you know who's supposed to do what and when they're supposed to do it and how they're supposed to do it, okay? This will make your relationship a little more tighter, okay? Now, let's get into the actual topic for today. I always talk about love. Now, I'll open up the mics halfway through the show. And so you can give your comments and feedback on what I'm talking about. Now, let's start with the first one. Who are we? Now, they've been running this thing through the college circle for a minute. We don't know who we are. We don't know where we come from. We don't know anything. Well, Aquinas has kept information out here. Now, I'm going to drop the thought process, okay? Now, on this show, we don't debate whose thought process is right, whose thought process is wrong. We just want to hear it. Once you give your thought process, okay, then let it go and move on. Well, we don't want to be on the show trying to convince somebody else that they should be living where you live at, because where you live at is where you're supposed to be living at, and where they live at is where they're supposed to be living at. And the best thing that we can do for each other is to express where we live at so we know how to communicate with each other without causing each other emotional distress or pissing each other off, so we fight, fussing and fighting and arguing with each other. Okay, now we don't use a lot of profanity. Well, I don't use no profanity on the show. I might drop one every now and then, but very seldom, because we have children on the show. So when you start speaking, I would like for you to reframe yourself and speak in a cordial manner, because there are children on the show. Okay, enough being said. Who are we? Now, I'm going to start the third process at what I call where we're actually from. We're all from an incorporeal dimension. Oh, boy, incorporeal. Here we go again. We come through the black hole as incorporeal beings up there in the science, A, B, and C. They haven't dealt with C yet, but they'll get to it. In this dimension, okay, incorporeal life gives off a physical energy. That physical, it's a gas. That physical energy comes through the black hole into this dimension, which is the physical dimension, okay? We were worried whether the gas would ignite and burn a hole in both dimensions. So we came into this dimension, speed of the sun. That's why that those suns up there by the black hole are so dense, because they have to be dense enough to handle the pull from the black holes, okay? So we came and we seeded Cyrus A and B, because they're not familiar with C too much. So we seeded Cyrus A and B, and we went about the process of igniting some of the gas to see what would happen. Once we ignited the gas, we realized that the dark matter, which is the energy that's flowing through the entire cosmos, kept the gas moving at such a rate that it didn't ignite and burn through the whole thing. So we started setting up suns, planets, and things like that to live on. At one time, you had the ability to shapeshift. You had the ability to be whatever you want. Now, I'm going to jump ahead because it is a long story. So what we did, we set up planets, so that we can live on while we're here monitoring the burns that we set up. We set up controlled burns. We're here to monitor those burns. This is where the concept of heaven and hell first started, because we're here monitoring the burns that we set up to eliminate some of the gas that's coming into this dimension. And in corporeal area where we're actually from, that will be considered heaven and it's be considered hell. I'm just throwing this thought process out there. I know you done had a whole bunch of thought processes about this thought. But I'm giving you just another way to think about things. Am I right? No. Am I wrong? No. It's information for you. Do your research and do your due diligence and think about what I'm saying. Okay? So who you are, now think about this for a second. Everything in the universe, everything in the cosmos is made up of energy. This energy had to come from some place. And at one time, since there was nothing but energy, energy began to replicate and do things. Now, you are actually an extension of that energy. You were not created by this energy. You are this energy because this is the only thing that exists. Energy, different shapes and forms and sizes, but it's all energy. That's who and what you are. This is who you are. You are conscious energy formed in flesh. That's what we call God, because you're able to manipulate source energy for your own purposes. Think about it. Everything in the solar system is designed for you, to protect you so that you can live in peace and harmony on this planet. I mean, who out there would make a stuff for you but you? You develop all of the stuff out there. You made the sun, the moon, the stars. Source energy don't need suns, moons, and stars because that is source energy. Now, when Muhammad talked about Allah, right, the all, Allah is everything in the universe at the same time, period. Not no he and all that. I know I'm stepping on some toes here. Oh, boy, can't wait till this guy open up my mic. Okay, I'm going to give you a chance to respond. But this is who you are. You are actually the cosmos. You are actually the universe expanding itself. That's who you are. Now, that's who you are. Now, why you're here to maintain the physical dimension. That's why you're here. You're supposed to be out there checking on the suns and the planets and the moon and the stars. Now, we are out there, okay? But you have to think in terms of once you know who you are, then you know why you're here. You're here to maintain and keep tabs on this physical dimension. That's who you are. That's why we had a drive to get back out there. Launching spaceships and rocket ships, trying to get out there as hard as we can because we know that's where we're supposed to be, okay? Now, that's who you are, and that's why you're here. Now, that's one thought process into the whole thing. Now, what I'm going to do, right, I'm going to, let's open these mics up a little earlier before we get into the next part, okay? Because I'm sure some of you might have something to say about this. Oh, if you press 1, okay, I'll open the mics up, but if you press 1, then you'll let me know that you have something to say about the topic, okay? But I'm opening up some of the mics. I'm opening up the mics anyway. So if you want to jump in, you can jump in. And I'm going to keep going with this particular thought process as to who you are and why you're here, okay? Now, it's just like mathematics. Once you accept the fact that 1 and 1 is 2, the whole mathematical system opens up to you. Now, 1 and 1 can be whatever you want. 1 and 1 can be 3. 1 and 1 can be 5. But what system goes along with that thought process? You know, I've heard some people say, hey, 1 and 1 is 3, and explain why 1 and 1 is 3. But where's the rest of the system that goes along with that particular thought process, okay? Once you accept the fact that 1 and 1 is 2, the whole system, the whole mathematical system opens up to you. Once you accept the fact that you weren't created, you are a creator the whole system opens up to you. It's the same concept, you know. But if you're still thinking that you're less than equal, not as great as something, then the things don't open up to you because your thought process will always be limited. Now, the 1%, I like talking about the 1% because they know this information I'm giving you, the 1%, they know this. When we were slaves, right, when our parents, when they assumed slave master over our slaves, right, they made us call them master, made us call them Lord, okay? They got stores, Lord this and Lord that, because they know who they are. And as a God, and when you say I'm God, right, then you're responsible, you're connected to the great God. Now, what in the world was a great God? I heard that expression before. All the people together is the great God. And when the great God comes together, whew, man, things change overnight. When a hurricane hit and all the people get together to help the people for the hurricane, that's the great God coming together. Things change. Things happen. And the 1% do everything they can so that you don't know that you are actually a part of the great God. You're an individual God, but you're connected to the great God. You're connected to everything, to all people. All the people are connected together. But they got us split up in this mind. Our mind is separated into so many different things and facets that we don't know which way is up sometimes. But there's the God, and then there's the great God. When the great God comes together, there'll be no more war, no more hunger, no more famine, no more death, because the great God will take care of it. Now think about it. It takes a God to pull the trigger. They can put the weapons out there and all that, but if you decide you ain't fighting, you ain't not going to use those weapons. You're not going to fight. You're not going to operate the tanks and stuff. What they going to do about it? There's nothing they can do about it, because you have the God and then you have the great God. You are the great God. Okay. Now the mics are open. So if anybody have any comments or if you want to jump in, you can just jump right on in. We're 17 minutes into the show, so we have plenty of time. Okay. Now that we've talked about who you are and why you're here, now let's go to the next part. How are you going to get in position to maintain the cosmos? What are you going to do? Have you been thinking about it? You know, there's 6 billion gods on this planet, 6 billion people. How are you going to feed 6 billion people? Are you coming up with a plan to feed all these people? I used to talk about Monsanto like a dog all the time because of the way they genetically modify and everything, but they're feeding millions of people. You know, I'm not growing enough food. I'm not growing enough food to feed my family. They're feeding millions of people. You know, and we're not coming up with plans to feed nobody. We should be. Once you accept who you are, then your mindset expands. And you become global. You start thinking about ways to systems. What kind of system can I develop to bring peace and prosperity to the planet? What can I do? That we have a system that was like that brought peace and prosperity. Yeah, we did. As Lumerians, we are descendants of the Lumerians. And if you check, when you get a chance, Google the Lumerian government and see what kind of government they had. It was pretty good, because they didn't have a barter system. So they had a nice government set up, you know. I know some of you are thinking, oh, man, I can't wait to get to the Super Bowl. But the Super Bowl, they're going to be there. Don't worry. But I think this is important, because we wrestle with these concepts all through school, you know. Who are we? Why are we here? We don't know what's going on, you know. But this thought process will give you some kind of idea as to what you're really supposed to be doing, what you're supposed to be thinking about. Are we supposed to be thinking about football and basketball? I'm passing the time, but as a God and with all the trouble going on the planet, it's literally a waste of time. It's a distraction from your real purpose. You know, you're actually supposed to be running this government. You're supposed to be running this government. Okay? Now, we vote for those people up there, but we are supposed to be behind the scenes, pushing for things, different things to happen in this government, because you're supposed to be thinking in terms of the entire planet, the entire solar system, you know? That's something to think about. Like, how am I going to get up there, little old me, how am I going to get up there and do all this here kind of stuff? But you have to understand who you are. There is no limit to what you can do once you accept who you are, you know? But as long as you're praying to something outside of yourself, hey, you know, you're waiting for somebody to come down the chimney to bring you some toys on Christmas. You know, you're waiting for some little bunny rabbit to jump out, give you some eggs and stuff. These are the kind of nonsensical things that they have us dealing with, you know. I mean, Christmas is a wonderful time when you get the presents and everything. I enjoyed Christmas when I was little. I mean, I had a ball. There were the presents, the skates, and the little guns and stuff. It was a good time. But it's a distraction from what's really going on. And that's what the 1% like to do. The 1% like to distract you. Now, I use the term 1% because the 1%, the reason I say 1%, because 1% come in all colors, all right? There's no black, brown, green, red when it comes to the 1%. They come in all colors, okay? So what you need to do, right? Now, remember, if you have a comment or something you want to say, just press 1, and you can get on the air, okay? Now, turn 1% because, like I said, they come in all colors. We think this is a racial thing and all that, but it's not. It's about power. It's about power and control. Everything is about power and control. And once you realize what your power is, what kind of power you have, and what you actually can do, then you can exert more control over every doggone thing, you know, with your family, you know, with your school, what's going on, you know. You can do more to do a lot, okay? Now, at this point, we're going to talk a little bit about Black history. First, I'd like to deal with the term black, why I use the term black, and why I'm comfortable with the term black. I'm over 70 years old, so when we started using the term black, it was a political statement. It was about people who were being oppressed by the system, melanated people who were being oppressed by the system, and we start politically calling ourselves black people. Now, we know that's not a nationality. We know that's not our race. It's a political statement. And when they say Black Lives Matter, they're talking about people that are being oppressed. These people's lives matter, too. So that's why I use the term black, and why I'm comfortable with the term black. I know in some circles they talk about being a crayon and this, that, and the other, but it's a political statement. That's why I'm comfortable with the term black, okay? Now, I know, since I know who I am, you know I'm not an African. I know I'm not a third worlder. I'm not indigenous to this planet, so I know that, you know. So I know who I am, and I know where I'm from. So we do little things to unite ourselves together so that the great God can come together and work and relieve some of this oppression that we've been under, okay? Now, remember, some of the mics I haven't opened. I haven't gotten to everybody, but some mics are open, and if you want to get in on the conversation, just press 1, okay? So now we're going to talk a little bit about black history. Now, this is what I like to talk about pretty much. I haven't really laid out an itinerary today because it's been a long, long, long day. It started 2 o'clock this morning for me. Okay. Now, what I like to talk about is the Americas. Okay. The Americas was called the Americas before the Europeans came over here, before Christopher Columbus, Leif Erikson on the rest of the board, before they came in this direction, it was already called America. We had a global empire going on, okay? And I think who best expressed this, my brother put out a book, I think Will.i.am turned me on to this guy, Horace Butler, wrote a book called When Rocks Cry Out. I really suggest that you get that book and read it, because I think he actually understands history. Now, we were dealing with, came here, to looking for the enemies, and this was the story. But there's another story behind all this here, Okay. The Europeans attacked the America, which was from Haiti all the way down to Mexico, even into Brazil. This was the Americas. Now, the Europeans attacked this five times, and they got their butt kicked, okay? Because they, when they attacked up Haiti, they thought they were just fighting the Haitians, but they were fighting the whole doggone, all of the Americas got involved and kicked their butt. Now, they sent their greatest general, which was Napoleon at the time. Nobody could beat this guy. They sent him to attack Haiti because they wanted the Americas for themselves because it was, you know, well, you see how rich it is. Now that they got it and stopped building on it, you see how rich it is. That's why they wanted it. So the greatest general, Toussaint Laurent Overture, I think that was the brother's name, who led the attack against the French when they came in to try to take the Americas. And they got their butt kicked, okay? Now, they couldn't get in, so they needed to get a foothold. They sent Columbus in to find a chink in the armor, and that's what he did, you know? That's why they celebrate him so much, because they couldn't take this area. And when Christopher Columbus landed, get where he landed at, but he started killing and murdering all the indigenous people there because we had been fighting for so long that we didn't have the resources to protect the entire Americas no more, you know? Then they had another, then they did something else. They sent George Washington on the other end, okay? This whole thing is kind of interesting. They sent George Washington on the other end, and he hooked up with the Moors. Now, he was supposed to work with the Moors, setting up a government to bring peace to the area, all right? But what he did, he betrayed Britain, and he betrayed the Moors. And at the time that they had said, well, more than just the Moors was here working with him, you know, President Hayes and all those guys. When he, they set the system up. It was called the Continental Congress. That's what it was called. And what he did, he betrayed them, hooked up with the French, who was trying to get the land in the first place, called it the United States of America, right? He didn't change, he still called it the America, but he called it the United States of America, hooked up with the French, and betrayed Britain. Now, Britain got pissed off and sent a blockade, and the Moors didn't have the ships at the time, so he hooked up with the French. The French broke the blockade, but because they was losing the battle up to Haiti, the whole thing fell apart on them, you know? And so once they did that, the British attacked George Washington and the boys. They fought for 33 years and lost. The United States, now I don't know how many are down with this, but the United States is actually a colony of Britain. The United States of America is not a country. It's a corporation. And, the president, of the United States is the president of a corporation. And that's what's going on. And this is why the banks, all the banks, their central location is in Britain. Lois of London, all that's in Britain. Because this is a colony in Britain. And when you get a chance, read the Treaty of 1812. When you get a chance, read that treaty. It will give you so much information as to what actually took place during that war. Because Britain sent the troops over, burn down the White House and all the government buildings. You can't do that if you won. If you won your independence, you can't nobody come over here and just burn down your buildings. You know what I mean? But that's what happened. Google it up. I'm not saying nothing that's not, that you can check and verify, okay, to a little bit of black history. But the system that they're using wasn't designed by them. It was designed by you. Okay? It was designed by black people. This system was designed by black people for black people, okay? So now that they have taken control of the system, right, they locked you out. Well, they still needed you to run it because they couldn't run it all that well, okay? So they still had you in. You had you running the system until they got better control over it. Then they passed the black hole law. When they passed the black hole law, they kicked you out of Congress, kicked you out of office. You couldn't do nothing. You know, and then they took over the system and ran it until it fell apart again. And then they brought you back, straightened it out. The same thing they did with Obama. The system was falling apart. They brought a black guy in, straightened it all out. Now here they come, trying to take back over again. and it's going, and they're going to do the same thing again. This is just a little bit of a little tidbit of information about what's going on with the country and how they actually got a hold of it, and a little tidbit of history dealing with Christopher Columbus, because we got so many stories about this guy, you know. But that's one of the stories that that was given to me in reference to why they appreciate Columbus so much, because he found a foothold. I don't know if you know what a foothold is. So militarily, a foothold is when you can gain access into an enemy's territory where you can fight from. That's what a foothold is, okay? And right now, I'd like to take the time to thank everybody that was calling in and basically on the line listening, and I appreciate you calling in. Let me know I'm not here by myself. That you are listening. I'm surprised I have as many callers as I do this Super Bowl Sunday. I said, well, I'll be on the radio by myself today, but that's okay. You know? But so all of you have called in. I want to thank you very much for calling in and listening up, you know? Now, once again, if you have a comment or something that you want to say, just press one on your mic, and then you'll be able to talk and give your opinion as to what you think about what's going on, or if you have a comment or something that you want to say, or if you have a business and you want to let the people on the air know about your business and stuff, then you can, just press one, and I'll open your mic up right away, and you can make your comment or talk about your business, okay? Now, let's get back into Black history. Okay, we do have somebody have a comment. That would be, what's that, 2112?
2112, that's us. Yes, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you for calling. I appreciate it. You have a comment or a statement you'd like to make?
Yeah, so I would like to say that you have a very, very good show, and we appreciate the light that you shine in towards the country and towards the world, you know, because it can be beneficial to all, you know, especially when you're getting into the things of, you know, treaties and stuff like that, you know what I mean? And people need to know these things, you know? So we are willing to work with you to see, you know, just where we can take it, you know what I mean? But can you tell us more about, you know, what is the situation that's going on over there in the Philippines?
Well, actually, I don't have that information right now. I don't know too much about what's going on in the Philippines per se. But I do know that at this point there's a war going on between between the melanated people and those that don't have melanin. And they are the European, I'll just use the term European. The European is a minority on the planet. And he knows he's a minority. So he's doing everything he can to block black people or melanated people from gaining more access to power. This is why, and I haven't done that much research on the Philippines, because I don't know whether that's a colony or whether that's just somebody that we conquered and have control over. But I know all those conclaves, if it's a conclave of the United States of America, which is the federal government, if it's a conclave of them, then they don't have the rights, like Puerto Rico don't have the right to vote for president. And Guam don't have a right to vote for the president, So those places are actually, it's tyranny, because they have taxation without representation. And we know what that is. So they're worried because they are a minority. They're a minority here, too. And that's what Trump is trying to do now. He's trying to make sure that that minority stays in power. And that minority is about to lose power, and that's what the that's what they're worried about, you know, because they worried we're going to do to them what they did to us, you know, the end of death. But they are a minority, and they've been a minority ever since they've been here. And because if you link all of the melanated countries together, we're talking about Japan, China, the India, you know, all those people that are here from those different countries, Haitians, you know, all the Indians that are here, and we were actually already here when they got here. So we start linking all of us together as one lump. The Europeans have always been a minority here. They link all themselves up as one group, and they separate us into different little groups, you know, based on where we come from, so that we don't have, so it don't seem like we're a majority, but we actually are a majority. That's why whenever black people go out and vote, I use black as a political term, whenever black people go out and vote as a block, whoever they're voting for win, because we are not a minority here. You know, they keep telling us we are a minority, but we're not, you know. And I want to thank you so much for calling in and expressing your comments. But I haven't been, I'm in the process of processing a couple of books and in the studio writing a new album. So I haven't had a lot of time to get into what's going on around the different enclaves of the United States, you know. But since you asked me that question, I couldn't answer that. I'm going to have to go do my due diligence.
I'm sorry to rush you like that, but if you can, you know, do some research on it, and then I'll be calling you in the future, and we can, you know, kind of get together, you know, to see how we can help the people in the Philippines. And I also understand that their country is like a lot different than the United States. And so if you can help us out with some information, and we could be able to render some service to them. And Mark Lee, he has some things I think he wanted to talk to you about too, because we were on a three-way, and I assume that he can be able to say something if it would be all right with you.
Yeah, well, that's fine. There is something great that we can do that we haven't been doing. You know, remember the saying that it takes a village to raise a child? Well, where is that village? See, and the problem is we don't know how or what the village is. Let me just say something, coming out of the Bible for a second. Abraham and Lot and his wife, it was just the three of them. But after they journeyed for years, Lot got taken, captured. Abraham took his army and went and rescued Lot. Where did his army come from? His army came from the village. While you're on the air, those that are listening, what I'd like for you to do, they have got us separated so that we just think about, you know, our brothers and sisters, maybe a couple of cousins. We don't think about the entire diaspora of our family. That's the village. Try to reach out to your second cousins and your wives, husbands, and try to link the whole diaspora together. You're going to find at least probably 1,500, almost 2,000 of you in your diaspora, in your tribe. That's enough to put a mayor in office.
So how do you do that? You do a roots, check your roots or something?
Well, this is what I have done, okay? I started a family birthday party. So everybody in the family whose birthday is in January, we all get together and have a party for that person, for those people.
This That's what I did too. I had a family dinner for my dad, and he's 99 years old, Brother Monroe.
Oh, bless his heart, 90. Oh my goodness,
99. Well, I'm gonna send you some pictures. You have a cell phone that we can contact you at?
Yeah, that would be 215.
Hold on 1 second. 215.
977.
977. That's our call letters to our broadcast. This is so coincidence. You know, the Lord works in mysterious ways, you know. And maybe we can link your talk show up with our broadcast. You said 215-977, and we are 977 FM and also 97 XM on the Internet broadcasting worldwide.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I keep cutting you off, and I have to apologize. I'm just excited. 215-977-0777. Man, that's a powerful number right there.
Now you can hit that number between 9 and 5.
Between 9 and 5, Monday
right.
through Friday.
Monday through Sunday. 7 days anytime. 9 to 5, you can hit that number at any time. Okay.
Okay. Mark, are you still there? Oh, he might have hung up. I don't know.
That's okay. This is Super Bowl weekend.
I really appreciate calling here and talking to you.
Well, I do a lot of I'm actually a Bible thumper, and most of the information is the Bible is a very powerful book. Now, starting next
yes.
week, I'll be doing a lot of things through the Bible, but the Bible is not being interpreted properly.
The Bible is like a format, a guide. How do
yes,
you
it
see
is.
The Bible?
Well, the Bible is like you say, it's a format, it's a guide, and it can take you into many, many things if you read it with a divine mind. You know, just like I was talking about Abraham. Most people don't know that through the teachings of Abraham, you can set up a military complex. It's all there, you know, if you know how to read it. Now, we don't have a military complex. Why? See? Because we don't know, because our village is not there. We've lost track of the village. And through the village, everything happens through the village, you know. So you said you started a dinner for your dad?
Yes.
Yeah, well, see, now, if you expand that.
I think you met him a long, long, long time ago. I think you have met him a long, long, long time ago on Westminster Street, 4100.
That's possible. Because that used to be my stomping ground, so that's possible.
Yeah.
It's a small world. You know? Now, you say
yeah.
you have, could you give your call letters and all that for the radio station for the listeners so they might want to call in and check you out?
Yes, we are WSKR 97XM.com and WSKR 97.7 FM.
Wait a minute, you wouldn't have to be Stone Mike, would you?
Yeah. Michael Stone and Mark Lee. We are on a two-way. Calling you now.
I thought those call letters sound familiar. How's
yeah.
it been, man?
Okay.
How's it been? Yeah, we need to hook up, but I did meet your dad. Your dad's still alive and kicking, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to send you pictures. I'm going to text it to you right straight through the phone where we got the blast from.
Okay, that
Did
sounds
you,
good.
You personally sends out the blast, or you have a company to send them out?
Well, I personally send them out.
Okay, great. And
okay.
then we have so some can... agents. We have some agents with a big call-in list. And they can maybe shoot some blasts out there for you so we can get it rocking somewhat.
Okay,
you can set up some meetings.
Well, that sounds good. That sounds good, Brother Mike. And I'll be looking forward to, touching base with you in the future. And I'll be on WRD starting next month as well. WRD.
WORD. Oh, yeah. I think I was.
WRD.
I mean, back, when was that? Back in the early 90s or something?
Yeah,
we were on that station. That was like on Delaware Avenue.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. Is Cody Anderson still around?
I don't know. I've been in the process of writing a couple of books here. You know, so between the books and the albums and everything else that I've been doing, I've been kind of tied up.
You got a publisher also?
Yeah, well, I have a publishing company.
Okay.
So but we get together and we'll go over all that. Now, this is your the number I got here. Is that your number?
Yes, 267-333-2112. And we're going live on the air at 6 p.m. today.
Okay.
Yeah, but on the internet, we on 24/7, and then Boomer could, edit himself right in, and you will hear him talking, or I could edit myself in right now. But right now, it's constant music playing as like an intro for our program to get ready to come up.
Okay, so now somebody wanted to listen to your show.
We have a lot of listeners in the Philippines. And if you go on the internet, you just look up Facebook is everything. Well, everything is Michael Stone, one word, Campbell, C-A-M-P-B-E-L-L.
Okay.
Stone Campbell. Magic World Communication Group. .us.
Okay. All right. Well,
we can hook up with you, and we will be able to trade information and take it right to the next phase immediately.
Okay, well, that sounds good. Now, would you give out the are you on Blog Talk?
No, not at this time. I got a hookup for it, but I never really got into it, to really extend it. I have a YouTube. We're getting ready to open up our YouTube, and that is a video audio broadcast, like a talk show and music, and that is called Global Cloud Broadcasting.
Okay. All right. Well, we got you, and I'm gonna list your number down so I have it, and I'll be calling you when we get off the air, and we can chit chat and go over some ways and how we can work.
And I can text you all of this information. How to get your contacts, and you can text me back your contacts and stuff. That'd be great.
Good. That sounds good. Now, do you have any comments on the topic, who we are and why we're here?
Who we are and why we're here. Well, let me see. It goes all the way back past the Earth, the galaxy, and past the galaxy until you run into it. I think that it started, I'm not sure, from it. And it all came from that.
And
now,
that's who you're talking about, the uncaused cause.
The what?
The uncaused cause. That which caused everything
cause?
That which caused
cause
everything to exist, but nothing caused it to exist.
oh, nothing caused it to exist. Exactly. You know, and I would like to write this, you know, co-write this book with you, because it, we are right now communicating in the fifth dimension. And this fifth dimension is between the third dimension that normally people are dealing with right now and the higher power. Many people call them different names, you know, Jesus, Allah, you know, and different names, but it's only that one. And his lifespan is 7,000 years to just one of our days. And I really would like to co-write this book with you, you know, be with you, because I have some very pertinent information that will just get us, get the whole world knowing, not basically, I mean, they're going to be thinking, but knowing, you know, that we are facing the dividing line of good and evil right now. And
our station
is actually promoting Tomorrowland. Tomorrowland would be the new Jerusalem and the restored Garden of Eve, as he do on earth, I mean, as is in heaven,
as
shall
it is
be.
Earth.
Huh?
It said as it is earth, as it is in heaven. But then he said also, heaven and earth will be wiped away. So we are the new heaven and earth.
Yes, Tomorrowland. The New Jerusalem. So that's Mark. Mark, where you been? We have Al on the phone.
I've been letting y'all converse because I was listening to him.
Okay.
Like standing in the plumb line.
This is the baby boomer known as Mark Lee, Al.
Okay. Well, I only got about 9 minutes left, so I'm gonna get back to the topic for a few.
Okay, we have your number. That is,
and I got your numbers down. I'll get in touch with you after the show is over. Okay.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We have some people that can do the book for you too, and they are really have books out already, and they financially situated, and they used to run the school board, so we need to talk.
Okay, well, we get together. So I'm going to get back a little bit into Black history. That's the last part of the segment for today.
Okay.
I'd like to just throw out a few things that maybe we might not know about in reference to Black history.
Yeah, we're going to get off the air. We're going to listen to you. We don't want to hawk your whole time up in, oh, my God, we've been on here too long already. So
right,
we're going
well,
to say bye-bye for now and tune in to our
hold
station.
On, Mike, hold on.
Huh?
Before he goes, he's still on the phone with us, Al? Hey, Al.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Al, before we go, we just want to lead you off with a prayer. Okay, you ready?
Well, I only got about 5 minutes left. So,
oh, no, you ready?
Call. God
bless you. Here we are, three or more. We're knocking on the door. Father God, we ask you in the name of Jesus right now, Lord, to open the door, Lord. You said three or more. Here we are, Lord, knocking on the door. We ask for petition. The angels on earth, as in heaven, to take a petition up in the Lamb's Book of Life, Lord, and cast out any infirmity, any weapon, any demon, any sickness in these bodies, Lord. Yes, Lord, you're the potter. We're the clay, Lord. We need cleaning, God. We call on you right now.
We need you, Al. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Salaam alaikum.
Okay, well, I got it. All right, well, I only got about 4 minutes. I got to finish up. I'll talk to you guys after the show, okay?
Okay.
The Lord watch over us while we ask them from one another.
We're going to call you right back after the show.
And thank you so much for your participation. I appreciate it. All right. Now, this is... this is your brother Elohim. We're back here, and there's a couple of things I want to mention about Black history before we go. We only got about 3 minutes left, but remember they gave Einstein credit for cracking a code in an atomic bomb, but he didn't. It was a brother who cracked the code. Einstein was in charge of the research project, so So that's why they gave him the credit. But he didn't crack the code. He had 8 black mathematicians working with him. And the brother that cracked the code, they invited him to the White House and gave him the highest award given to an individual that's not in the military. That's just some tidbit. You can look that up. Also, the cockpit of the space shuttle that they're flying up there was designed by I think his name was Colonel Gregory, and you can look that up. With time, was the most sophisticated piece of machinery in the history of the United States, because of that cockpit. It's very sophisticated, and he designed it. Also, I want to mention that it's a Christine Darvin. She was also in the military. She was an aeronautics engineer. You know when you had a sonic boom where the plane used to go make all that noise? Well, she came up with a system that would alleviate the sonic boom. Her name was Christine Darvin. Okay, now there's a lot of things that we have done in science. The cables that go on the ground, I forget what they're called, but a brother designed those cables. It's not coming to my mind right now exactly what they're called. Fiberglass. And they designed the mathematical system to put the fibers, the fiberglass, all across the Atlantic and all that stuff. These were brothers. Black people have been on the forefront in science and medicine ever since we've been here. But they're just not giving you the information, okay? So there's a lot of information that you're not getting that you should be getting, okay? And I just wanted to show, just to mention just a couple of those names. And those that are on the air, once again, I'd like to thank you so much for calling and being patient and listening in to Everything Speaks. Now, I know the thought process that I'll be giving you are different, and they sound different, but they're designed to make you think in a different way other than the normal program that you've been getting, okay? And I just want to say again, I only got about 2 minutes left. This is Elohim, and the calling numbers, I don't know where my calling numbers went to here. Oh, the calling numbers for the show is 516-453-9230. We're here every Sunday at 3 p.m., okay? So just keep calling in and keep listening. Thank you so much. I only got about a few seconds here. But remember, one of the most important things that we discuss here on the airways is love. Until we learn how to treat each other, we're not going to come together to do anything. Okay, and since my understanding is that we're all connected one to another, we are God connected to a great God, which is all the people at one time. And when all the people come together single-mindedly, things change overnight. Okay, and remember that you're connected to the guy next door, the guy across the street, the guy around the corner. You know, it don't matter what shade the skin is. You're connected to that person because you are an extension of this universe. You weren't created by this universe. You are an extension of this universe. And energy cannot be created or destroyed, so you weren't created. The greatest thing ever see is in your mirror, and don't let nobody tell you the difference. Now, you're not better than nobody else, but there's nobody better than you either, okay? There's no superior person than you, and you're not superior to anybody else, okay? So we don't want you out here underestimating each other, okay? Your conscious energy forms in flesh. And if you get a chance, just to let you know that the 1% know what I'm talking about, Netflix just released a movie called Altered Carbon. If you get a chance, I'll watch a couple of episodes of that. They know what's going on, okay? They give it to you in stories, but they really know what's up, okay? So we have actually run out of time. Once again, I want to thank I want to thank you so much for calling, and I appreciate you calling in for this hour, spending time. We'll be here next Sunday, and I hope you tune in and check with me, okay? Remember, love is and always will be the answer.